Amen. Well, before I begin, I do want to thank Pastor, of course, for the opportunity to serve here and to be able to preach for you guys here on Christmas Day. And I do apologize for my voice. I am losing my voice, so try to bear with me. I don't know if you guys can understand what I'm saying, but bear with me if you would. And so we're there in Hosea 6. And in Hosea 6, if you look at verse number 1, Hosea 6, 1, the Bible says, come. And Hosea says this. He says, let us return unto the Lord. And here we see the Lord through the prophet Hosea's pleading with his people to get right with God, to get back to where they should be with the Lord. He says, come and let us return unto the Lord. It says, for he, this is the Lord, for he hath torn, meaning he's been dealing with them. He's been working on them. It says, and he will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us up. And Hosea tells him that God has been dealing with you. He's been trying to get you back. And in verse number 5, notice what the Bible says. It says, therefore have I, this is the Lord, hewed them by the prophets. And Hosea is saying, look, God has preached the hard sermons. He's hewed you by the prophets, by the men of God, preaching to you the word of God. He says, I have slain them by the words of my mouth. It says, and thy judgments are as the light that goeth forth. So we see that Hosea says that God has been, he's been hewing them, the Lord, with the prophets, with the men of God, with the word of God. And what is God looking for? You know, because oftentimes, you know, God will deal with us in our life and try to get us right with him. And here, the Bible tells us what God wants from his people. What is he looking for? Well, in verse number 6, I want you to notice what it says. It says, for I desired mercy and not sacrifice. See, God doesn't hide what he's looking for in his people. He's saying, what I'm looking for, what I desire, he says, for I desired mercy and not sacrifice. It says, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. And you know, I read this passage and, you know, being Christmas, you know, people often, they think, you know, what should I get this person? You know, what's my spouse going to love that I can buy her? What do my kids really want? And we take the time to find that perfect gift so we can give them exactly what they want. And here God's not hiding it. God's telling, look, this is exactly what I'm looking for in my people. He says, what I want, what I desire is mercy and not sacrifice. It says, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. And these two things, mercy and the knowledge of God, they need to go hand in hand in every believer. And tonight, or this afternoon, I'm sorry, I want to focus on this aspect of just of mercy. You say, what is God looking for? You know, why does Pastor hew us with the words of the word of God? Why does he preach hard the sermons? It's to change us. And what is he looking for? He's looking for mercy and the knowledge of God. And this afternoon, I want to deal with the subject of mercy. You know, what is mercy? You know, mercy, I looked it up in the definition, and I think it's a good definition. It says it's compassion or forgiveness shown towards someone whom it is within one's power to punish or harm. You see, mercy is what is compassion. Mercy is what, it's forgiveness. But notice, it's compassion and forgiveness, but it says towards someone whom it is within one's power to punish or harm. And I think that's a good definition of mercy. And here we see at this time, God's people, they were lacking in mercy. Can you place it in Hosea 6? Go to Hosea 4, if you would, Hosea chapter number 4. You see, what is God looking for in us as Christians? Well, he wants some mercy. Hosea 4, 1, notice what the Bible says. It says, hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. He's saying, I have a problem with you. I have a beef with you. Why? Because there is no truth, notice, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. And, you know, when we see this verse, that God desires mercy and not sacrifice, in the Christian life, you know, what we like to focus on, because we're human beings, and I do this myself, is we focus on our own sacrifice. You know, as Christians, we think of things that we sacrifice for God. The fact that, yeah, maybe we serve in some capacity in the church. The fact that, yeah, maybe you are three to thrive. You go to church 3 times a week. The fact that, yeah, maybe you do go soul winning. You know, we get so caught up in all the sacrifice that we're doing, and God is looking down. You know, those are good things. But what's more important, the Bible says, is mercy and the knowledge of God. And it says, God says what he desires is mercy. You see, God cares about how we treat other people. God cares about how we are towards other people. Hosea 4:1, I want you to notice again what it says. Hear the word of the Lord. He says, there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. And when there is no mercy, guess what happens? You begin to mistreat other people. Notice verse 2. It says, notice, by swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, it says, they break out and blood toucheth blood. And of course, without mercy in the land, without mercy in God's people, what's going to happen is that you begin to mistreat those around you. It says you're swearing, you're lying, you're killing, you're not being merciful to the people in the land. And look, being merciful shows a walk with the Lord. Key plays there in Hosea 4, we go to Matthew 5, if we go to Matthew chapter number 5. And in your life, like, you ought to realize that God cares about how you treat other people. And you should be mindful of not just the sacrifice that you make. You go to Matthew 5. And look, we should make sacrifice. Yeah, you should sacrifice your time to read the Bible, to pray, to be in church 3 times a week, to go soul winning every week. You know, make that sacrifice. Those are good things, but don't use that as a substitute for mercy. Matthew 5, look at verse number 7, Matthew 5, 7. Notice what Jesus said. He said, notice, blessed are the merciful. He said, blessed are the merciful. Why? It says, for they shall obtain mercy. You see, God cares about how we treat people. And the Bible says that you are blessed when you are merciful. In fact, you're so blessed is that if you're merciful to people, the Bible says that you will obtain God's mercy. And this is what we should desire. We should desire to care about how we treat other people. And this idea of mercy, it's definitely highlighted today being Christmas, the fact that God sent his only son to die on the cross for our sins and showing the mercy that God has towards us. And we should do the same thing for other people. Matthew, go to Matthew 7, if you go to Matthew chapter number 7. Matthew 7. See, God cares about how we treat others. Matthew 7, look at verse number 12. Here we see the golden rule, right? Matthew 7, 12. Therefore, all things, when it's whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, it says, do ye even so to them. It says, for this is the law and the prophets. And there again, the Bible says, look, if you want people to be merciful unto you, and again, what is mercy? It's when you're compassionate with people. It's when you're willing to forgive people. And the Bible says, look, if you want people to be merciful unto you, then you should be merciful to other people. And the Bible says that you're blessed if you're merciful. And notice it says, for this is the law and the prophets. And, you know, we read that and, you know, we think, isn't the law and the prophets, isn't that just about the sacrifices and living this Christian life and having all these rules and just being out there on time and being at every service and just doing all these things? Isn't that the Christian life? Isn't that just the law, just obeying these commandments? But no, the law and the prophets is to treat people that way, the way that we want to be treated. It's to have mercy towards other people. See, God cares about how we treat other people. You say, who needs mercy? Well, you know what? The lost out there need our mercy. Go to 2 Corinthians 4, if you would, 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. And look, mercy is something that we need to maintain as Christians. 2 Corinthians 4, you say, who needs mercy? Well, you know what? The lost out there, they need our mercy. 2 Corinthians 4, look at verse number 1. I want you to notice what the Apostle Paul says. He says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry. I want you to notice what it says. It says, as we have received, notice, mercy. It says, we faint not. It says that we, if you're saved, look, you have received mercy. And it says, as we have received mercy, it says, we faint not. To faint means to grow weary or tired. And I like the example that Pastor brought up today about the Lord Jesus Christ, who he was wearied with his journey. But because he was a man of compassion, a man of mercy, he chose to still go soul winning. And look, what we need as a church family is we need to have constant mercy for the lost. Why? Because look, as we have received mercy, we faint not. We don't quit. We just keep going. Amen. Verse 2, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. See, if you have mercy, not only will you go out and preach the gospel, but you'll be mindful of your own Christian life. It says, look, somebody with mercy, they're going to renounce the hidden things of dishonesty. They're going to be mindful about how they live their life. See, the reason we keep the law is not just to keep the law and to put on this show and to look the part. No, it's because we have mercy. And we want to give that mercy to those who are out there. See, it is mercy. Mercy is more important than sacrifice. Verse 3, notice, but if our gospel be hid, notice, it is hid to them that are lost. And you may be in here and maybe you don't go soul winning. And I would ask you, you know, can you be merciful when God has been merciful to you? If you're saved, then you've received that mercy. Or maybe you're in here and maybe you used to be a faithful soul winner, but maybe you're beginning to faint. Well, you know what? As you've received mercy, let's get back on it. Let's not faint. Why? Because the lost out there, What they need is our mercy. And if you read through the Gospels, you know, Jesus Christ is just walking by, and what are people saying to him? They're saying, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." All talk about just have mercy on me, have compassion, have mercy. Don't you care the fact that I'm lost and dying? And look, this is what the lost need. They're not going to see Jesus Christ walking by. What they need is you and I to have some mercy for the lost, to have some compassion. And that'll cause us to go out there and, yeah, be faithful to soul winning and make that sacrifice. Not just to make the sacrifice. No, it's because we have mercy and compassion for the lost. Matthew 9:36, don't turn there, but it says, "But when he," Jesus, "saw the multitudes," it says, "he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd." You say, who needs our mercy? Well, you know what? The lost out there, they need your mercy. Well, who needs your mercy? Well, you know what? Those around you in your life, they also need your mercy. Go to James 3, go to James chapter number 3. James 3. You see why? Because look, God cares about how we treat other people. And mercy is having compassion. It's caring about people. It's being willing to forgive even when it is in our own power to punish or harm someone. Even when we're thinking, right, you know what? Mercy says, you know what? I'm going to be compassionate. I'm going to be forgiving. I'm going to care about other people. But you know what? Those in our life, those around us, look, your family members, the people you live with, they need your mercy. The people in this church, you know what we need? We need your mercy. Your people at your work, the people that you surround yourself with, look, what they need is you to be a merciful Christian. James 3, look at verse number 16. It says, "For where envying and strife is," here we have conflict. "Where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work." And look, it's only natural that when you spend so much time with people, there's going to be conflict. You know, when you have the family gathering, there's always going to be the family drama. There's always going to be something going on at work. There's always going to be something going on in church. There's always going to be something going on anywhere you go, because look, people bring problems. And it's natural there's going to be conflict. But notice what it says in verse 17. "But the wisdom that is from above," notice, "is first pure, then peaceable, gentle," notice, "and easy to be entreated." And then it says this, it says, "full of mercy and good fruits." See, when you find yourself in conflict, the wisdom of the world says, you know what? No, you're right. Don't forgive. It says, no, you're right. You should just hold a grudge and be bitter. Because like, what's the opposite of being merciful? It's not having compassion. It's not caring. It's being spiteful and being bitter. But the wisdom of from above is what? Is full of mercy. They're willing to have compassion. They're willing to forgive. They're willing to put a relationship above pride. And if you read the book of Hosea, there's really two things that stick out to me as to why they are doing this. It's because of pride and because they forget the Lord. And the reason why we as Christians become unmerciful even to our family or towards other believers is because we have pride and we forget the Lord. And that's why it's great for a day like today, Christmas, that we remember the birth of our Savior. Amen. The fact that, you know what? Yeah, God could have chosen and he would have been justly right to send us all to hell. And look, he didn't save us because of our own righteousness or our goodness. But you know what? When we hold things against other people, when we're not merciful with people, you know, it just shows pride and it shows that you have forgotten the Lord. You're there in James 3, but go if you would to Ephesians chapter number 4, Ephesians 4. You see, what do we need this Christmas season? What does God want? Well, he desires mercy and not sacrifice. Ephesians 4, look at verse number 31. Ephesians 4, 31, the Bible says, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice." Verse 32, it says, "And be kind one to another, tenderhearted." And then it says the famous words, "forgiving one another." It says, "even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Amen. And look, when you find yourself being unmerciful towards people, then you've forgotten the fact that God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. But we should be kind, tenderhearted. What is that? That's being merciful. That's having compassion. See, mercy means being patient with other people. And look, we ought to be patient with each other. Mercy means giving people another chance. Why? Because we're fallible human beings. Mercy means doing good to those who have hurt you. You know, loving your enemies, right? That's kind of a crazy thought for a Christian, right? Mercy means being kind to those who offend you. Mercy says that you value people more than you value pride. You see, what God desires, and look, what we like to do, let's be honest, we like to say, well, you know what? I'm not merciful in this area, but you know what? I have all these sacrifices that I do. And God looks down and says, no, for I desire mercy and not sacrifice. Go, if you would, to Ephesians chapter number 2. Oh, you're there. I'm sorry. Go to Ephesians 2. You say, why should I be merciful? You should be merciful because God has been merciful unto you. And God has been merciful unto me. Ephesians 2, look at verse number 4. It says, notice what it says, who is rich in mercy. For his great love wherewith he loved us. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. So he says, who is rich in mercy for his great love. And look, why do we love him? Because he first loved us. Amen. And it says, for his great love wherewith he loved us, it says, even when we were dead. Look, he had every right to send us to hell, but thank God, he's a merciful God. Amen. Titus 3, don't turn there, but the famous verse, Titus 3, 5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. And look, if you're saved, you've received mercy. So we should be willing to impart that mercy to those around us, to the people in our lives. Go, if you would, to go to Psalm 103. Actually, I'm sorry, go to Psalm 25. Psalm 25. And this morning we heard Pastor mention this in Hebrews 4. He says, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You go to Psalm 25. It says that we may obtain mercy. Why? It says that we may find grace to help in time of need. And look, when you find yourself being unmerciful, you got to realize, look, there's going to come a day in your life when you're going to need some mercy. When you need God to be merciful and kind unto you. When God to be patient with you, compassionate with you, to care for you. Psalm 25, look at verse number 7. It says, remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness sake, O Lord. And I like this because, look, this is what we want. You know, when we do wrong, when we sin, when we go to God and say, God, Lord, please forgive me. And thank God we have a faithful God who's willing and just to forgive us our sins. Amen. But this is what we want. We want God to be merciful unto us. That means that we should be willing to extend that mercy to other people. Go back to Hosea 6, with Hosea chapter 6. See, God says, for I desired mercy and not sacrifice. And the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. Why? Because look, God cares about how we treat other people. And we should be merciful to those who are out there dying and going up to hell. Because the only people they have is you and I. But when we don't go, it shows that we don't care. It shows that we lack mercy. When people have wronged us, instead of holding a grudge and being bitter, we should be willing to forgive. Amen. And when we don't, it shows, you know what, that you've forgotten that God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Hosea 6:6, for I desired mercy and not sacrifice and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. I'm sorry, go to Hosea 12. Hosea 12, we'll be done here. I want you to understand that mercy is something that you do in your life. It's not that one person's just born merciful. No, mercy is something that you are actively doing. Is that you do mercy. You are merciful. Blessed are the merciful. It's something that you do in your life. And so don't think, oh, this person is just a kind of, that's just who they are. No, it's just what they've chosen to do. Hosea 12, look at verse number 6. Therefore, turn thou to thy God. And again, Hosea is pleading for God's people to get right with him. He says, turn thou to thy God. Notice these two words. He says, keep mercy. You see, mercy is something that you do, something that you keep, something that you choose to do. When you feel like you don't want to go soul winning, but then you have mercy and you choose, you know what? There's people out there who need this. Yeah. When people have wronged you and you are in your sort of quote unquote right to be bitter and angry and hold a grudge, mercy says, you know what? I'm going to choose to forgive. I'm going to choose to be compassionate. I'm going to choose to be patient. Why? Because mercy is not done by accident. It's something that you do on purpose. So today, being Christmas, I want you to remember this idea of mercy. Why? Because you've received mercy. And we should be willing to extend this mercy to those in our life. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for our Christmas today, Lord. I thank you for everything you've given us for our church and for the blessing that our church is to each one of us. And I just thank you for sending Jesus to die for us on the cross, Lord, for saving us from our sins. And I just pray you be with each one of our lives, Lord. Help us to draw closer to you, to be more like your Son, Lord. And I just pray that you be with each one of us, God. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.